This meeting of the House Transportation Committee can now come to order. It is 1:32 on Tuesday, March 25th in room 124. Members present today are Representative Moore, Representative McCabe, Representative Mina, my co-chair, Representative Eichheit, and myself, Representative Carrick. Let the record reflect we have a quorum to conduct business, and please take this time to silence your cell phones. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our House Records staff, Suniva St. Clair and Susan Quigley from the Juno LAO, as well as our committee aides, Griffin Sakeo and Meredith Trainer. And on today's agenda, we're bringing back up for consideration Senate Bill 47, Chugach State Park easements, to allow for some invited and public testimony. And it's my intent today that we're going to set an amendment deadline on this legislation for Wednesday, March 26th at 5 p.m. We'll offer that reminder at the end of the meeting as well. So with that, I'd like to offer an opportunity for our invited testifier, Roger Marks, to testify. Mr. Marks, if you could please begin your testimony. And before you do, I'll just note Representative Tilton has also just joined us.
Can you hear me okay, Madam Chair?
We can. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. For the record, my name is Roger Marks. I'm on the board of the Glen Alps Road Service Area, or GARSA, on the upper hillside of Anchorage. In this background, particularly for the benefits of members who may not be from Anchorage, I'll briefly explain what road service areas are and why SB 47 is necessary. The road service areas are small independent districts on the hillside that manage the road maintenance for the area, like road repair, grading, drainage, and snow removal. There's about 20 of them scattered around on the hillside, and they're paid for by property taxes of the residents that live in the area. They were set up mainly for decentralized management of snow removal. Main part of Anchorage is at sea level, and we're up at about 2,500 feet, and there are several microclimates in between on the hillside. It can literally be sunny down below in Anchorage and a blizzard going on up where we live. And the roads in our road service areas go to the two busiest trailheads in Chugach State Park, Glen Alps and the Sunnyside of Flattop and Rabbit Lakes trailheads. And the situation is that most of the traffic in our road service area originates outside it and goes through the road service area to the park. This is the leading cause of depreciation of roads in our area, and as a result, many of the roads are in poor shape. And Chugach State Park is a busy place, about 1.5 million visitations annually, more than national. There is one big road service area in the main part of Anchorage, not on a hillside. That's called the Anchorage Road and Drainage Service Area, or ARDSA. And the normal ARDSA road bonds cannot bond outside the ARDSA area. And so, with the thin population density up here in the low tax base, until recently, there was no way to finance the millions of dollars necessary upgrades for roads going to the park. And the road service areas were never meant to manage access to the park. The 1980 Chugach State Park Master Plan, the state recognized the need to provide funding for road service area roads leading to the park, even over 40 years ago. They recognize that, but the state has delivered scarce resources over time for that funding. So to address this in 2023, the Anchorage voters created an Anchorage Bowl-wide service area. That's the main part of Anchorage and the hillside, called the Chugach State Park Access Service Area, or CASA, to finance infrastructure to access the park. And then in 2024, Anchorage voters voted a $4 million bond for upgrades to Canyon Road. That leads to the second most busy trailhead, the one that's Sunnyside of Flattop and Rabbit Lakes, which frankly is in horrible shape. It's a stretch of road about 0.6 miles that goes up to the park boundary. And there are two segments on that road, about half the length, that are actually on parkland. And bond council has told the municipality of Anchorage that it cannot bond for assets it does not own. And so what they suggested is if the state or the park could grant an easement to the municipality across those two segments, then they could bond for those upgrades. And that's what SB 47 does, is permit the state to grant those easements to use the bond funds for these upgrades. This would make getting to the park safer and easier for locals and tourists. We maintain the entire road now. We're happy to do it, and we will continue to maintain it. And so in conclusion, that's why SB 47 is necessary, and we thank you for considering it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Marks, for your testimony. I also want to note for committee members, we do have Ricky Geese, the director of DNR's Parks and Outdoor Recreation, and Christopher Orman, Assistant Attorney General in the Department of Law in Natural Resources, also available online for questions. Are there any questions from committee members for our invited testifier? Seeing none, thank you again, Mr. Marks, for being available and for testifying. At this time, we're going to open public testimony for this Senate bill. 47. And is there anyone in the room wanting to testify on Senate Bill 47? Seeing none and seeing no one online, we're going to close public testimony on Senate Bill 47. And I also just want to note that the cross-sponsor of this legislation, Representative Holland, had joined us in the room earlier. At this time, we're going to set an amendment deadline on Senate Bill 47, again, for Wednesday, March 26th at 5 p.m. The next House Transportation Committee meeting will be on Thursday, March 27th at 1:30 here in Room 124. At that hearing, we will again be taking up Senate Bill 47. We will also be doing an introductory hearing on House Bill 26, the Statewide Public and Community Transit Plan from Representative Mina's office. And with no further business before the committee, we are adjourned at 1:39 p.m.